All right, guys, 99 cents, $4.99, $9.99 per month. You can now contribute that to my podcast monthly without a Patreon. You can go to anchor.fm/mystrangeaddiction/support. Now listen, you guys know I put an extreme effort to produce this podcast. I record, I edit, I get guests, my friends, all sorts of things, a microphone, everything. It is so much work, and I am not being sarcastic. So if you want to pay me for my efforts, you now can. That is anchor.fm/mystrangeaddiction/support. I will also link it in every episode so you can easily get there below the sponsor. So if you want to go do that, go do that. If you don't and you just want to keep listening for free, that is absolutely fine too. But all you have to do, you guys, is put in your name, email, and card number, and then the amount you want to contribute, and you're all good to go. And by the way, soon I'm going to have benefits for my monthly contributors, such as maybe coming on my podcast. So one more time, that is anchor.fm/mystrangeaddiction/support. And yeah. All right. Bye.
This is My Strange Addictions.
Hey guys, welcome back to My Strange Addictions. Today's episode is Juicy Couture. Alright, so a little background on this. Juicy Couture is basically a really infamous 2000s, early 2000s, actually all of the 2000s, brand that sold these really colorful tracksuits and bags. It's really infamous. It's kind of like, it's one of the first brands that celebrities made famous in a weird way. And they were super comfortable, so they're really famous for that. So, and they have a famous J-zipper. So that's just a little background on what I'm talking about if you don't know. So this all started in June of 2020. Now, let's all take a time machine back to June of 2020. Things that were happening at that time. Quarantine was still happening for hopefully most of us. I was starting to see a few friends, but it was still a very boring life. So I used my time to start getting into fashion. Now, this was the first time I really ever got into fashion, so it was pretty exciting. There were failures, there were successes, and my taste quickly evolved. So at first I would go off of what my friends wore, because, you know, if they're wearing them, like, well, I probably would like it. But then I realized I had a different taste. I was super into colorful stuff, pretty out there stuff. I would describe my early sense of taste as like a bad indie style. Like, if you're thinking about what the indie aesthetic right now is, which is like lots of color. Brown is a pretty big thing that's in indie. I wouldn't say I was utilizing that at the time, but that's kind of the sense of fashion I had then. So I was super into the Y2K aesthetic. Not necessarily what people think it is, like, not the people just labeling, like, the indie, like, you know how people are now, like, labeling the indie aesthetic as Y2K? Not at all that. I'm talking, like, literally, like, things that, like, very, very, like, graphic tee, low-waisted jeans, low-waisted pants. I really love that. Although it was summer, I still was wearing pants all the time. I was already primed to get into Juicy. And one day I was watching the rise and fall videos. If you don't know what they are, it's like the rise of and fall of Sears. So it goes back to the history of the beginning of the company, how it became so huge, and how it went bankrupt, basically. And I was binging those. A lot of different people make them, but I was binging, like, I think it's the Insider or Business Insider. I'm not sure if that's the same company, but it was one of the two. And the next video that was suggested to me was the rise and fall of Juicy Couture. And I recognize the name, but that's not necessarily why I clicked on it. I just was watching them and I just wanted to consume more content. So I clicked on it, and the video really talked about how it became so big, how celebrities kind of made it big. And then how it died. And I was like, huh, that's really interesting. I don't think I've ever seen somebody. They really focused in the video on like the tracksuits and the J zipper. And I was like, that's weird. I feel like I've never seen somebody wear that. And especially with athleisure being so popular right now, I feel like people would be wearing that. So at the time, I had a pretty big Depop shop, I would say. And sorry, I keep checking my phone. So many people are texting me right now. I don't know why. It's so weird because people don't text me. So at the time I had a pretty big Depop store. It was successful. And so I was on Depop. That's basically just what I'm saying. And I started looking for Gigi Couture on Depop, and the prices were super cheap. Now, if you check now, the prices aren't cheap anymore because it has become it's starting to become a bigger trend. So I started buying Juicy Couture. It's weird. I didn't really buy that much clothes. I bought like accessories, like little coin purses, a laptop case, a tote bag, a ton of stuff pretty quickly, because I was like, okay, first of all, I really like this stuff. It was super colorful. They had really weird, cool combinations of colors, like pink and green is a big one, pink and brown. I just really liked the aesthetic of it and how much they branded it, like so much wording and stuff. And I was like, okay, so trends come back. I was already thinking this far ahead. I was like, okay, so trends come back every 20 years, right? I was like, well, that means that Juicy Couture is going to start coming back probably in late 2020, because it was popular in the early 2000s. That means it's going to probably be popular in the next couple of years if it's a trend that ends up coming back. And I was like, well, if I ever want to get rid of this stuff, I can always sell it for more. Oh, was I right? So I was so quickly hooked into Juicy that I posted it on my private story. This is so funny. I was like, I'm calling it now. Juicy Couture is going to be the big trend of 2021. I was a little bit off, but I was not that far off. Okay, so I am just one of those people that loves collecting stuff. That's kind of one of the reasons that I'm actually able to make a podcast about being obsessed with stuff. So I really love limited edition things, like things that are kind of hard to get, and like if you get them, it's really exciting. And this seemed like one of those things. Like basically everything that you can get that's Juicy Couture right now is unique and kind of one of a kind, because the brand is so obsolete, and I really loved that. Like anything that I would own from them is going to be like one of the only ones that is still in circulation to this day. So I started doing some research into the brand, and I was, whoops, I just dropped the microphone, and I was pretty surprised to see how unpopular it was in the summer. Keep in mind, we'll get to where it snowballed to in the fall, November, but we're back in summer still. And I was like, okay, well, I want to be kind of unique with my style. Like, I want to have my own style that I'm not just completely copying things. Obviously, I'm doing a lot of that because, like, that's what style is. It's like trends plus your own personality, kind of, I guess. And so, yeah, I was very happy to start owning stuff. Let's talk about my friends. Let's just talk about them for a little bit. So, all of my friends, at first, I was. They, I, okay. I quickly get obsessed with things, like very quickly. Like this podcast, for example, I decided to make, and then 4 days later, I put up the first episode. So, I jump into things. I'm not like impulsive with decisions, but like with things that you can be impulsive with, I definitely am. So at first they were like, okay, like that's cool. Like, okay, fun thing. Like, they didn't really care about it. And, but regardless, oh, just a second, I have a little bit of a tangent. Did you guys know that irregardless is now in the dictionary? Irregardless. That means, like, whatever. That's a double negative. It doesn't make sense because regardless literally means the same thing as irregardless. But it's now in the dictionary, so now people can grammatically say it, or people can now say it, and it's grammatically correct. Anyways, so my friends didn't really care. They kind of thought it was funny how obsessed I was with it. But that did not stop me. They made fun of me for how much I spent on it because this past summer, I had my first job, so I could, for the first time, afford to spend money because I had money. Probably shouldn't have spent as much as I could because, you know, you should save. That's just some general advice. But yeah, they were making fun of me for how much I was spending on it, which is a valid take on it. But all of my friends started finding out because I was so obsessed with it. I would tell everybody about it. And some of them thought it was kind of cool. Nobody really wanted to have any GC though. And people kind of just thought it was stupid, but I went really hard. Like, I would buy whatever I could that was juicy. Until recently, I didn't start going on Poshmark, but Poshmark is actually a super good app to get juicy still. Depop, I wouldn't recommend because the prices have kind of skyrocketed, but on Poshmark, you can sort by price, and you can go down to the people who still haven't raised the prices and buy that stuff. And it's fun because you never really know what's going to be there because of, like I said, how unique it is. So I guess let's just get into some story times. So I go thrifting a lot because I would say I still, I definitely do participate in fast fashion. I've definitely been cutting down though. It's really hard to, cut it out completely, but I think the more that you can do, the better. I'm not saying like I'm perfect or I'm not doing it at all. I still am, but I'm trying to be better. And obviously once I found out about Juicy Couture, I was like, oh my God, well, it's probably in thrift stores, right? Kind of right. So I would say since I've been obsessed with Juicy Couture, it's November now, and I started getting obsessed in June, I probably have gone to a thrift store like 10 times. And I have found something juicy, I guess technically 3 times, but I'm gonna say 2. I'll explain. So the first time I went to St. Vincent de Paul, I don't know if those are everywhere. I think they are, but I'm not sure. It's like a thrift store, and then it's a thrift store. And I was looking around in a section, and I found I was primarily there just to find Juicy, and I found a Juicy jacket from their Black Label line, which is like their, it's when the company was kind of failing because the fad was over, I guess, or the trend was over, and they tried to update everything to be more fitting and more popular for the time. I think it was like a 2013 or something, but it kind of, I think from what I know, it flopped. But this wasn't too bad. It's like it was a terry cloth jacket, but it had this weird line on it. And it was only the top, but I was just so excited just to find it at all. So I obviously got it. But while I was there, I was still looking for the track pants. And I thought I found them. I was so excited. I saw the pants that looked like they matched. And then I looked at the tag, and they weren't Juicy Couture, but they looked exactly the same. But I didn't get them because I didn't really like the style that much. I just like specifically Juicy, which maybe says something, but I choose not to think about it. So the second time, this is the time that I'm not going to really count. I went to this, what are those stores that are like, they buy from Surplus. It's kind of like a TJ Maxx store, but super nice. I went to one of those accidentally with my friend. And It's fun to look at all this designer stuff, but it's not like I was gonna buy any of it, 'cause yes, I had a summer job, but it's not like I could afford a Burberry, scarf. But I found this little Juicy Couture purse. It was in terrible condition. It was like $70. And I don't even know if that counts as thrifting, 'cause I'm not sure anybody's owned it before. So that doesn't really count. I think it's kind of stupid. It kind of bothered me because I was like, this is all you have. But then I had to remember that not everybody knows. Not everybody is curating their stores for my specific interest. And that's something that I just have to work through sometimes. So the third time, this was probably the most exciting. So this third time I went to a it's a secondhand thrift store, but like a thrift store for thrift stores. Actually it's by it's the same it's basically Saint Vincent de Paul. When they can't sell their clothes, they give it to this thrift store and they just put it in bins that you can dig through. So I go there sometimes because it's super, 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 super cheap. It's $1.30 per pound of clothes. They don't even tag anything. It's just 100% by weight. And you can find really good stuff there. I have a pair of jeans that I wear a lot. I'm trying to think. Definitely, yeah, there's definitely things that you can find there. And yeah, it's a great store, especially if you, I mean, thrift stores are consistently getting more pricey. I'm not sure why that is, and I don't really want to get into it because I know for some reason there's like a heavy debate about it, but this store is still super cheap, although it used to be $1 per pound. So I don't know. I guess they're raising their prices too. But anyways, I was searching through this. Okay. I was searching through this bin and I found these velour pants, but they didn't really strike me as juicy because the cut was kind of weird. They were a dark green. Like I didn't, that didn't strike me as weird because Juicy comes in like whatever 80 different colors. But they had this weird top to them, and they didn't have drawstrings, and they didn't have a normal waistband. And I was like, okay, whatever. I didn't even check the tag. And then I was like, well, like it always could be. So I ended up checking the tag and. Unbeknownst to me, it was Juicy. It was this cool, like, green tag. I really like just looking at the tags. They're really, like, they're so detailed. And I think, I'm not 100% sure because there's no way to really check because the brand doesn't sell what it used to, but I'm pretty sure that it was maternity pants. So, of course, I bought them. Probably for like 50 cents. I don't know. I was very excited just to find it at all. I looked for the matching jacket, but there's like almost no way that that would have been found, even if it was there. So I didn't find it. But yeah, that is my experience with thrifting Juicy Couture. It's pretty hard to do. So I definitely recommend supporting your local thrift stores if you want to find Juicy, but also it's pretty hard to find, and I'm sure it varies by area, and but yeah, definitely the thrifting apps are super good because as long as you don't overpay, like make sure you're paying a fair amount because of its popularity now. So the next thing I'm gonna get, the next story I'm gonna get into with Juicy is my perfume experience. So, one of the last remaining, I guess, I don't know how to say this, but one of the last things that JC Couture is still selling to this day, at least in the US, they do tons of brand partnerships, but I feel like those aren't really the same because they are just putting their logo on somebody else's clothes, but one of the last things that they still sell is perfume. They have a line of I think like over I think it's over 20 perfumes. So naturally I find this out and I'm instantly interested. The perfume is, I would say, like mid excuse me. The perfume is like mid-ranged prices, so it ranges in the, I guess, 20 if you find it for the cheapest price to, I think it can get up to maybe like 80. I might be wrong about that. That'd be super extreme for the perfume prices, but it has a large range. So I instantly wanted some. I started binging videos about it because honestly, those are the only videos about Juicy Couture that aren't in Russian on YouTube, which is so weird. Like, there's just really no videos on YouTube, which makes me think that I should make one because there's clearly some untapped market, unless I'm just so niche, but that I just like am the only person that cares. But I don't know. Anyways, so I was not about to pay full price for these perfumes. But this is funny, getting into Juicy Couture perfumes, I also just got into perfumes, period. So I started watching videos about it, and I came upon this thing it's like thrifted perfume. So when companies have a surplus of perfumes, they'll sell it at not a loss, but they'll sell it for less money than they would normally sell, way less money than they would normally sell it, to some fragrance website, and then the fragrance website will sell it for under like basically less than retail on these websites, and you can basically find like any perfume that they overproduce or just doesn't do well, like anything you can find on there. So I found Juicy, and I bought about one Juicy perfume from a fragrance website, and then this is where it all went wrong. I bought a Juicy perfume, a Moschino, which if you're thinking you don't know what that is, it's a lot of people think it's pronounced Moschino. It's like that bear designer. And then a Nicki Minaj perfume. But I didn't really have the funds to support that at the time, even though I was working, because it's three perfumes. I don't even know. I have no idea why I bought them. I don't even wear perfume that much. Like, rarely. Or cologne, whatever. But I bought them. And so I used Afterpay. So Afterpay. Afterpay is a program in which... Just a second, sorry, people really keep texting me today. A program in which you can pay later for products you buy now. You can pay installments. You can say pay installment payments, which, if you don't know, is I think how the 2008 recession was caused. Not 100% sure on that. Pretty sure though, because it was realty and right. I think, I don't know. Anyways, not the greatest decision on my part. I didn't miss a payment or anything, but basically the payments were like $20 and there's four of them, so maybe there was five, I don't know. But I bought the perfumes probably in August, and I was paying the installments till early like September 10th or something, which is not fun, because every week you get a notification, it's like, blah, 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 is due at 11:59 tonight. And I always had the funds, but after you have something, you don't want to pay for it. That is why I don't recommend Afterpay ever. And I only use one of the perfumes consistently. The other ones I don't use at all, out of the four that I bought in total. Excuse me, I have a very dry mouth right now. Okay. So, yeah. So, now hold on, I'm just gonna take a second to write something down that I want to talk about. Okay. I thought I was gonna run out of things to say, but I actually am thinking of more things to say. So, this fall, all of a sudden, keep in mind, I've posted, like, I've dedicated Instagram posts to Juicy Couture just so everybody knows how much I love it. Like, I literally, like, I'm obsessed with it. This is probably one of my biggest obsessions since I was much younger. Like Pokemon or something. Oh, and by the way, there's going to be multiple Pokemon episodes, so stay tuned. But, so I'm losing my mind. Okay. But, sorry. But this fall, all of a sudden, I would say October, fall is this, fall and spring are probably the best times to wear Juicy just because it's not too cold, not too warm. So you can wear a jacket, but you want it to be thin, and that's kind of perfect for Juicy. That was a lot. I just said it really fast, but it all came out. So I knew that people were going to start wearing Juicy at some point. But I didn't actually know that. I said I knew it, but I didn't expect it. And all of a sudden, I start seeing people from my school posting wearing the J-zipper, and I was in awe. I didn't know how to react. I mean, it was exciting to watch. I loved it. Like, it's so fun to see something that you, like, blow up. But it's also, like, I'm sure a lot of you know this, like, when you're following a YouTuber and they have, like, 500 subscribers and, like, Hyrum, like, I was following, oh my god, this sounds so annoying. I was following Hyrum at 500 subscribers and now he's a multi-million subscribed, whatever. But it's exciting to watch, but it's also, like, well, this is, like, I don't, like, this is my thing. Like, I don't want other people, but it's also, like, that's just gatekeeping. And I know that's, like, the word of the, on TikTok right now. Well, it just has been the word, but, like, it's almost like I felt the need to take credit for everything, but it's so stupid. Like, just let me, okay, let me just vent right now, and you can't make fun of me for it, because it's just how I was feeling. I was like, wow, this is exciting, but it's mine. It's Juicy Couture is mine. I invented the brand. I'm the CEO, and that's just how I felt for a little bit, but now I'm more excited that people are wearing it. And I have this friend who also was pretty early on it, like, early as me, or if not before, and had a tracksuit, that is feeling the same, so we got to just chat about it, but I support people liking it. I mean, I don't know why I want it, I don't know why I would say, for a while, I'd been saying I wanted people to start wearing it, so all of a sudden, if people start wearing it, and I'm like, no, like, you can't wear it, it's mine. That's just annoying, and I hate when people do that kind of thing, so I'm gonna not be that person, even though I want to be. So that's that. This fall, it started getting popular. I'm excited about it. I'm glad the brand's coming back, although the prices are shooting up, which is sad, but that means I can also sell stuff if I want to, which there's a few things that I don't want anymore, but I love my laptop case right now. I'm really into their clothes and not the accessories right now, and it switches back and forth a lot, but yeah. So November 2nd is my mom's birthday, and I don't, say what you will, but I don't normally get her a present. That sounds so bratty. It is, and I recognized that this year, and I was like, you know what, darn it, I'm gonna get her a present. So I did. So obviously I wanted her to wear Juicy Couture, because when it was popular 20 years ago, she was a new mom to my older brother and I was not alive. So, well, depending on the year, but so she was not, like, focusing on fashion at the time because she had way more important things to do. You know what I mean? But I wanted her to be trendy in my eyes, so I got her a Juicy Couture jacket, but I made sure to get one that I knew she would hopefully like, like, with her favorite color, which is, like, blue and stuff, you know? Like, I didn't want to just get her, like, a random thing, and this was so crazy. I happened to find a Juicy Couture jacket for $5 on Poshmark. This is what, and I wasn't even using the filters that lets you search for low prices. Like, this is what I'm talking about. You can literally find stuff for so cheap on Poshmark, and I'm not saying, like, you should bargain, but think people are in such a selling spirit that they will sell it for next to nothing, and I'm not saying that you should try and bargain for next to nothing. Like, you don't need to do that. But yeah, like you can get stuff for pretty cheap on Poshmark. So that's my best tip from a Juicy Couture connoisseur. That rhymed. So yeah. All right. So Juicy Couture, I've been following them on Instagram for a while. I actually hadn't for some reason, but I am now, thank God. And all of a sudden, I think I manifested this. They have this collection with Urban Outfitters in the UK. And it's kind of similar to how it used to be, how Juicy Couture used to be, but it's with more popular colors, less options, and it's track pants with a tube top. And I think they have a bucket hat now, so it's more on trend right now, I guess. It's more rhinestones, which I don't really like, but they don't have a collection in the US, which, if you can't tell by my fabulous accent, it's where I live. So all of a sudden, they posted this video and basically announcing that they have heard everyone that we want the track suits back, we want the new ones back, and they're coming back, and it's like coming soon. So I commented on their Instagram because I wanted to know when. They didn't respond to my comment, but they responded to a lot of people, and they're being very unclear. And I just wanted to call to action, Juicy Couture, when is your collection coming out? We want to know. But also, I'm also not a fan of it because they started posting sneak peeks. And you know, like Adidas jackets have the classic stripes. From the sneak peeks that I've seen, it looks like these new jackets have bedazzled stripes on the jackets, which I just think looks very done and almost off trend and something that's not gonna sell well. And I think I might, depending on the price, I might get something from the new collection, but I don't know. Right now, I'm not really liking the sneak peeks. I wish that they would just make the exact same tracksuits that they used to, same tag, literally everything, and I with pockets. And I think everybody would go crazy, but it looks like they're going in a very bedazzled direction, which is what it is. I mean, taking risks, I guess. So that's good, I suppose. But I think I just have to wait to see. Maybe I'll update in some episode, whatever happened with that. But right now, I don't know. So, in my outside life, some of my friends, a few, have been getting a little bit dabbling in Juicy. Like, I don't know if any of them own anything, but they like are looking for things kind of passively, and like they would now, but most of my friends don't care. But I'm taking it upon myself to, for everyone's birthday, get them something Juicy Couture so that they have to wear it, because they'll feel bad if they don't, because I bought it for them. So that's my way of forcing it upon everyone. So yeah, just buy it for them and then they can't not wear it. So yeah. Thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode of My Strange Addiction. If you would like to come back next week, I am totally happy about that. Hopefully next week I will touch the mic a lot less. I'm editing right now and I just realized how much I was touching it. So I just wanted to say I didn't realize that it was going to pick up on the recording, and I will make sure to not do that again. And I'm not re-recording this episode because I don't want to. So, just because, yeah, that's it. So, thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next week on My Strange Addiction.